Today's daf is Chulin Daf Pei. We are holding on daf, we got to the top of Daf Pei Amud Aleph, but the last thing we had said was that there is a Machlokas Rablazan Rabbanan, but the Gemara was trying to figure out what exactly is the Machlokas Rablazan Rabbanan, because the Gemara's conclusion was that both Rablazan and Rabbanan are Misafkiluhu, have the suffix of whether Choshen Lezara'av or Ein Choshen Lezara'av. Many nafkaminas in the issue of Choshen Lezara'av or Ein Choshen Lezara'av. Obviously, it's most notably the nafkaminas about Osav Espino. We had the Machlokas Chananya and the Chacham, whether the father and the ben are also an Isser of Osav Espino, or only the mother and the ben, but also in the world of Osav Espino, whether a father that's a Chaya is going to change matters, is going to make it that it's not Chayiv, because a Chaya is not Chayiv in Osav Espino, only a Behema is Chayiv in Osav Espino. So the Gemara discussed a whole bunch of different permutations about a Chaya and a Behema that mate, so whether Osav Espino is Noheg. So the Gemara said, okay, both Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan agree that there's a Safek whether Choshen Lezara'av or not Choshen Lezara'av. So what do they argue about? They argue about whether you need Seh Shalem, you need a full-fledged Seh for the Yisra of Osav Espino, meaning a full-fledged behema without any qualities of Chaya at all, or you say Seh V'afilu Mikta Seh, that no, when we say that for Osav Espino it's a Seh, it means Seh V'afilu Mikta Seh, that even if it's just partially a behema, it would still be subject to Osav Espino. The Rabbanan holds Seh V'afilu Mikta Seh, that even if an animal is just partially a Seh, it would still be included in Osav Espino. And Rabbi Elazar Savar, Seh v'lo miktsa seh, that no, we dafka insist that it be a Seh entirely. So the Gemara is now going to elaborate on how that plays out in various halachos, whether you require Seh v'afilu miktsa seh, or you require Seh shalem, or even Seh v'afilu miktsa seh. So Amar Rav Papa, third line from the top, and Pei Amud Aleph, Hilkach le'inyin kisoy adam. So what's the major nafkamina between a chaya and a behema is that a chaya is chayiv in kisoy adam like an oaf, and a behema is not. The blood of a chayiv is chayiv in kisoy adam, the blood of a behema is not. So le'inyin kisoy adam umatanos, another nafkamina we mentioned yesterday, is the idea of matanos as well as chayiv akeva, which is only a din by behema, not a din by a chaya. So when it comes to kisoy adam by matanos, two major nafkaminas between a chaya and a behema, where are we going to find the machlokas between Rav Elazar and Rabbanan? In a case of a tzvi haba alatiyasha, of a chaya, a male chaya that's ba al a female behema. Because when it's a male chaya and female behema, so the offspring is going to be a suffix whether it's definitely has qualities of a behema, because its mother's behema. Suffix whether it also has characteristics of a chaya. And the machlokas then is, if it does have characteristics of a chaya, does that matter? Does that make it that it's going to be considered a not a behema? Meaning, if you hold sev afilu miktsa seh, that all you need is a miktsa seh in order for it to be pater from kisei adam, so then or to be chayiv in matanos, so then this is vaday a miktsa seh. Then there's no question this is a miktsa seh. But if you hold that it's not going to be that you need a full-fledged seh, well, we're not sure if this is a full-fledged seh. It depends whether you're choshish lezera ha'av or not. If you're choshish lezera ha'av, it's not a full-fledged seh. If you're not choshish lezera ha'av, it is a full-fledged seh. If you look at Rashi, he explains, lo mishkach tzal b'tzvi ha'bal t'yasha, the first skinny line, v'had d'ktani ein shochtin, and that which it says, don't shecht it on yantif, Rabbanon he, that's the sheet of the Rabbanon. Why? Mishum Shema Choshen, because they're worried that maybe we are Choshish Lezara'av, and therefore it has characteristics of Chaya, V'chayiv B'kisoy, and it's going to be Chayiv in Kisoy Adam. Dislu Tzvi V'afilu Mikta Tzvi, because the Rabbanon hold that even a partial Chaya is Chayiv in Kisoy Adam. But the Shema ain't choshin, but the Rabbanim themselves aren't sure for choshish l'zerav. Maybe we're not choshish l'zerav, in which case it's a complete behema, it's 100% behema, upatam rakisui, and then it's going to be patam from kisui adam, tafilu mitzas tzvi leka, because then it wouldn't even be a partial chayiv for not choshish l'zerav. Debitayish habala tzviya leka l'ukuma. Now, why can't we say that the machlok is talking about a male behema that's ba on a female chaya? So he says, no, you can't do that. The titokum karabanan davada ika miktsas tzvi, because in that situation there's definitely a miktsas tzvi velishchot velichsi the rabbanan, and the rabbanan should therefore hold that you could even shecht l'chachila on yantiv, because according to the rabbanan that sev afilu miktsas the halacha would be that it's going to be chayiv in kisei adam. Or tzviva, the application of tzviva, afilu miktsas tzvi, it's going to be chayav in kisui adam if the mother is a chaya, regardless of what the father is. Now, according to Rav Lazar, we could have said that the case of not shechting and yantiv is talking about a tayish habala tzviya, shema choshin, and the whole issue is whether we are choshish l'zerav or not. V'leka ala miktsas tzvi, miktsas laslay, and meaning if we are choshish l'zerav, it's only a miktsas tzvi, and he doesn't hold that a mikzas is enough. V'shema ein choshin v'kulei tzvihu. Maybe it's we're not choshish, and therefore it's entirely a tzvi. Ubay kisui and would require kisui, and that suffix would have been enough to tell us not to go shechtit. But why do we want to dafka say we're talking about a tzvi abel atiyasha if we could have said that it's talking about the opposite and establish it according to Rabbi Lazar? Aval nichle lukma k'drabanan, because we'd rather say that it's going like the Rabbanan rather than saying that it's going like Rabbi Lazar. Whenever we have the option, we always prefer to say it's going like the Rabbanan. Okay, so let's see the Gemara weiter. So says the Gemara further, not only do they argue in regards to kisi adam and matanos, but also how does this play out linyan osav espino? So linyan osav espino mishkachas la bein b'tayish habala tzviya ubein b'tzviya habala tiyasha. So there you can go in either direction, whether it's a chaya habala behem or behem habala chaya, it would play out as follows. B'tayish habala tzviya, if it's a male behem, female chaya uli isura. So then we would say the machlokas would be in regard to whether there's an iser that it's aser to shecht the child. The rabbanan savri dilma choshen lezera'av sev afilu mitzvah sa'amrinan va'aser, because the rabbanan are going to say maybe we're choshish lezera'av, and again we're talking about the father being a behema, and therefore sev afilu mitzvah sa'amrinan, the rabbanan would hold even a partial behema is enough to include it in the category in the iser of osav espino, and therefore it would be aser to do, it would be aser to shecht osav espino. Rabbi Lazar savar, and Rabbi Lazar would say no, nihinami d'choshen lezera'av, even if we're choshish l'zera'av, and therefore it's a partial behema is not good enough. Sev afilu miktsaseh lo amrinan. Rabbi Lazar holds that we don't say sev afilu miktsaseh. It needs to be a seh shalem. So that's how you would say the machlokas would play out if we're talking about a tayish habala tzviya, that the whole machlokas is about whether the iser of osav espino applies. B'tzviya habala tiyasha, or you could go the reverse, say we're talking about a tzviya habala tiyasha, male chaya, female behema, ula malkus, and the machlokas is whether you get the malkus for osav espino. Rabbanan savri, the rabbanan would hold, nihi nami d'choshen l'zarav, even if you want to say that we're choshen l'zarav, again, they're mesupak, but even if you want to say we're choshish l'zera'av, and therefore this animal has DNA of a chaya, but seva filu miktsa amrino malkina lei. They hold seva filu miktsa se, that in order to be included in the Yisra of Espino, all you need is for it to be part se, and therefore you'd even get malkus for the Yisra of Espino. For Blazer savar isura ika malkus leka. Rabbi Lazar would say, no, there is an iser, but there's no malkus. Why? Isura ika dilma ein choshen lezera'av. There's going to be an iser because maybe we're not choshish lezera'av, and therefore this is a full-fledged behema. V'hai seh ma'alyehu, and therefore the offspring is a seh, it's not a chaya at all, the father was the chaya, the mother was the behema, so maybe it's a full-fledged behema. So that's why it's going to be aser, you're not allowed to shecht osav espino. But malkus leka, you can't give malkus though, because dilma choshen lezera'av, v'seva filu mitzvah lo aminan. just in case we hold that Yechoshish Lezara'av, in which case it has partial, it's a partial Chaya, and again, Reb Lazar holds Seva Filo Mitzaseh Lo Amrinan. In order to be Chaya Benosav Espino, it has to be a full bread Seh. It has to be 100% Seh. This is not 100% Seh if we're Choshish Lezara'av. It's 50-50 if we're Choshish Lezara'av. That's where Reb Lazar would say, you can't get Malkus. So in regards to Osav Espino, we could say that the Machlokas go, there's a Machlokas Reb Lazar and the Rabbanan in either direction, whether it's a Chaya Abola Behemo or Behemo Abola Chaya. It's just an issue of whether the Machlokas is about the Isser or the Machlokas is about the Malkus. But that's how the Gemara says, that this idea that the whole Machlokas Reb Lazar and the Rabbanan is not about whether we're Choshish Lezara'av. Neither of them know whether we're Choshish Lezara'av. The whole Machlokas is about Sev Afilu Mitzaseh. Now this concept of Sev Afilu Mitzaseh comes up in the most unlikely of places, in Hilchos Dalid Minim. The Levush writes in our Chaim Sim Tafresh Memtes that Esrogim that come from a pardes called Gartuya are Paslum in a Torah, because everyone knows that those are Murkav. And the Nevda Ba'avera da Harkava, so it's an Esrog Murkav, it's absolutely Pasul. The Taz in Sifkat and Gimel over there says, wait a second, Hamurkav Yeshmo Kala Mailos, Sheesh La Esrog. Murkav has all the Mailos of an Esrog. Aye, it has mixed in it certain things that don't have the Mailos of an Esrog, meaning it has mixed in it some DNA of a lemon or whatever else is mixed in. So Frek the Taz, why don't we compare it to what it says in our Sugya? Tayish Abal Tzviya, the Rabbanon holds Seh, Vafilu Mikza Seh Amrinan. That if you require a Seh for Osav Espino, in order to be included in the Yisra of Osav Espino, even a Mikza Seh counts as a Seh. So why don't you say over here, since it has Mikzas Priyetz Hadar, so Tarovis of something else isn't going to ruin it. We should say Esrog, Vafilu Mikzas Esrog. So in the Tshuvah Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Vav, he writes a Maisa from the Shach that he paskin to be matir to be mevarich on esrogim amurkavim, and his primary reasoning was sev afilu miktaseh, that an esrog amurkav is just like sev afilu miktaseh. So you can say the same thing by an esrog, esrog afilu miktas esrog. The problem is there's a tshuva sarama simon kuf yud zayin that points out the obvious point that lashon Torah lechud and lashon chachamim lechud. The Torah uses the term seh. The Torah never uses the term esrog. So Chazal are the ones that said esrog. You can't darshin below mixas esrog. Vafilu mixas esrog. That even mixas esrog is good enough. That didn't come from the Torah. That came from Chazal. In general, Tosfos later on in Daf Pei Ches Amud Aleph in about another week writes that you, in general, it's not appropriate to be medama drashos to each other unless the Gemara itself is medama the two drashos. We can't make our own drashos based on drasha that appears in Chazal to then apply it and make our own drashos. And furthermore, l'chumra we say mitzaseh to require kisui adam or to be mechayiv matanos or to aser osav espino. L'kula to consider a seh, we don't say sev afilu mitzaseh. Meaning in the application in our Gemara of sev afilu mitzaseh, that's only l'chumra. We don't say sev afilu mitzaseh l'kula. So it's a very difficult application to say that an esrog amurka should be kosher because of sev afilu mitzaseh of esrog afilu mitzaseh esrog. Very very shvera application of that drasha. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. Amar Rav Yehuda, koi beri b'fnei atzmihi. The koi, which we said is a safek chaya, safek behema, is really a beri b'fnei atzma. It's its own separate entity. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a chaya and a behema are not able to be misaber and molid zemizeh. This is obviously a machlokas, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that a chaya and a behema are not able to mate, against Rabbi Lazar and the Chacham, that a koi is someone that comes from a tzvi and an eis, from a combination of a chaya and a behema. So, in fact, in Bechoros and Baba Kama, everyone holds that there's no Chay and Behema that are able to be Misaber except for Reb Lazar and Machlukasos. Reb Lazar and his Chaverim, who discuss it, hold that they can, but others hold that they can't. So that's a Rashi in the sense of Shita Rav Yehuda. That a Koy is a Beri B'fnei Atzma. It's its own entity. It's not a result of interbreeding, because there's no such thing as interbreeding. It wouldn't work to interbreed Behemas and Chayas. V'lo Chriyu B'chachamim Im Min Behema Hi Im Min Chayas. And the Chachamim weren't sure whether it's a min behema or a min chaya. So Tosfos asks the obvious kasha, v'im tomar V'livdok b'simanim dekarnayim. Why don't you check the simanim of the horns to be able to determine whether it's a chay or a behemah? There are certain simanim of the horns that distinguish between a chay and a behemah. So why don't you just check? What do you mean they couldn't tell? V'yesh lomar says, Tosas, de'af shadol yuchalim levar b'kran of shapir im chadudos u'kruchos yafeh. They couldn't, the simanim of the horns aren't 100% clear. The simanim of the horns weren't a slam dunk in one direction or the other. So that's why they couldn't tell. That was probably goof for the source of the suffix. So the Rashi explains that even if a koi is a berry b'fnei atzma, it would still have a din of a suffix. Meaning, since pitzuraso, it's doma to both tzvi shebechayos and an eiz bebehemos. It looks a little bit like a tzvi and a little bit like a goat, because an eiz and a tzvi are similar to each other in a certain sense. So in the whole sugya, when we talk about a tayish habala tzviya, right, that's how we always talk about it, a tayish habala tzviya, a goat and a deer, because that's what a koi looks like. It looks like those two. So if you knew that it was a min behema, it would be mutter to be marvia it together with the tayish, that would be its min, and it would be like bringing a goat on another goat. And if it was yadua that it was a min chaya, it would be mutter to be marvia with a tzvi. And therefore, if it's if you have a tiyasha ala tzviya, you violate the yisr, but you don't get malchus. But if you bring it out on a shor or a chamar, then you definitely get malchus, because it's definitely claims abizah. Meaning, even if you say that it's a suffix, it's a suffix tzvi or suffix eis. It's not a chamor, it's not a shor, so that would definitely be malchus. That's how the Rashba explains. So anyway, so the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is, it's a berry b'fnei atzma, chacham couldn't determine if it's a min chay or min behema. Rav Nachman amar koi ze ayel abar. It's the wild ram, that's what a koi is. That koi has to be a min chaya, and you're allowed a shecht, also vesmino, and it's chayv in kisei adam, etc. You have all the status of a chaya. So it's more kitanai. It's in fact a machlokas tanaim. Koi ze ayel abar, v'yesh amrim ze abar min atayish min atzviya. That's a machlokas. Is it a wild ayel, in which case it would be a chaya, or do you say no? It's abar min atayish min atzviya, which is a suffix. Rabbi Yossi omer, koi beriya b'fnei atzmihi v'lo echriya b'chachamim im min chaya im min behema. And then you have the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that it's a beriya b'fnei atzma, that it's its own separate entity, and the chacham were never able to determine which way to go, whether it's a chaya or a behema. Rav Shimon Wiel omer min behema hi, that it's a min behema, v'shal beis tu shoyo megadlin min adarim adarim. And I guess he uses as a raya that it's a min behema the fact that a certain family or in a certain location, they would raise flocks of koi. You don't raise flocks of chayas. Chayas are undomesticated, are wild beasts. So the fact that they would raise flocks of it is a strong indication that it's a min behema. Okay, that's the controversy about koi. Now, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rav Amnuna, Hani Izi Debala, Ksherus Lagabi Mizbeach. Izi Debala, another type of animal, which we're not sure exactly what it is in terms of, Rashi says, Aze Halavanon, the goats of Levanon. So are they a chaya, are they a behema? So he says, the Ksherus Lagabi Mizbeach, which would mean that it's a behema. Savalak Yadam Rav Yitzchak, Eser Behemos Mana Kasuv Visulo. So he assumes, like Rav Yitzchak says, that the Torah lists off 10 behemos, and no more than that. V'hani midelo kachashav luhu ba'de chayos shema mino de'ezninhu. So if these aren't mentioned amongst the chayos, so it must be that they're considered an ez, that they're considered a goat, that they're just like a regular goat. So maskev lo rabacha bar Yaakov ve'ema ayilu tzvi prat, kol behema klal, Pratu klal, nasa klal mosval, prati ikatuva. How do you know that when the Torah lists off the 10 behemos for heter achila, right? Rashi tells us that eser behemos mana akas of heter achila, shor, sek, savim, seizim, ayel, tzvi, v'yachmer, v'akov, v'dishum, v'tav, v'zemer, and we don't have any other behema v'chay that's ksheira ba'olam. So that's what Rashi writes. So in lanu od behema v'chay ksheira ba'olam, v'hashal hanu izi debala, leka l'sfuke shema minchaya hu, shlo huskurakan. It can't be a minchaya because it's not mentioned, dasuleka, and it's an exhaustive list. So from the fact that it's not mentioned amongst the chayos, it must be an eiz, and therefore amongst the behemos. So asks Rav Acha, wait a second, granted it's not a min chaya because it's not mentioned over here, but how do you know that it's an eiz? that so he says, how do you know that it's an ace? Maybe Ayil Tzvi Prat, Kol Behem is a Klal, so the Klal is most of all a Prat, and maybe there are more Minim that aren't mentioned. So Im Kain, Kalani Prati Lamali. Sorry, the first Kasha is, maybe there are more. How do you know that there's an exhaustive list? So answers Gemara, because no, Im Kain, Kalani Prati Lamali. Why would it give so many Pratim? If it just gave one Prat, say Nachinami, you could say Klal Prat and follow the normal rules, that the Klal was Mosif on the Prat Klal rather, and the Klal was Mosif on the Prat. But over here, it says so many Pratim, so it must be an exhaustive list. So, Frakli Gemara Vaiter, Masla Ravacha Breid Ravika, Vildilma Mina Da Akoninu. Granted, so it's a min of one of the things that are listed in the Pasuk. Who told you it's an ace, though? Maybe it's a Mina Da Ako. How do you know that it's not one of the other animals? Samle Ravacha Breid Ravila Ravashi, Vamila Ravacha Breid Ravavila Ravashi. Forget about Akko, there are other animals also listed in the Pasuk. Why don't you say that Minya de So, Vizemer, or Mina de Zemer Ninhu? So and Zemer are also listed in the Pasuk. What makes you say, just because it doesn't get special mention in the Pasuk, that it's an ace, that it's a goat, and therefore it's a behema? No, maybe it's one of these other things that are mentioned in the Pasuk. Maybe it's one of these chayas that are mentioned in the Pasuk. One of these, it's included in one of these other things. So I'm later of Chalon Ravashi, Amemar Shari Tarbayu. Meimar held that their chaylev was mutter. So if he held that their chaylev was mutter, obviously he held that it's a chaya, that it's not an ace, that these animals are a chaya. Okay, boy minei abba b'reid rav minyamin barchia merav huna barchia. Hani izi debala mal legabi mizbeach. Can you bring them on the mizbeach? So Amalei, ad kal no pligi Rabbi Yossi Rabbanon el b'shor habar. The whole machlokas Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon is only by a shor habar. Ditnan shor habar min behema hu Rabbi Yossi amr min chaya. We have a machlokas that the Rabbanon hold that it's a min behema, and Rabbi Yossi holds a shor habar is a min chaya. The Rabbanon savri mit targaminon turbala minad behemahu. The Rabbanon say, well, how do I know what a shor habar is? The targum of it is turbala. Turbala means tur, an ox, bala, that's wild. So, or that's whatever, I'm not sure what bala is, but the point of Levanon, Rashi says, shor ha-Levanon, tur bala, the shor from Levanon. So if you call it a shor, if the Targum calls it a shor, it must be like a shor, it must have a din of a behema like a shor. So that's where the Rabbanon get the idea that this shor habar has a din of a shor, based on the Targum. Can you bring rayas from the Targum? Just because that's the way Uncle has translated it, that necessarily means that it's a clear raya, that it has the din of a behema. So this the Gemara says already in the Gemara says in Masech Megillah, I think it is, that Megillah Daf Gimel, that the Targum is Misinai. It's really came from Moshe Misinai, and that Uncle has just recorded it, but it really came Misinai. So you can bring rayas from the Targum. So Turbula, that's a good enough raya, the fact that the Targum says that it's a behema. Rabbi Yossi Savrami, the Kachash Vlebadi Chayos, Mina de Chayahu. Now, the fact that it's listed amongst the Chayos would indicate that it's a Chaya. Avalhani Divrei Akol, Mina de Ezninhu. But everyone was, that's by the Sharabar. But you asked about the Aze de Bala. The goats of Bala, everyone would agree, is a type of goat. It's not mentioned amongst the Chayos, therefore it's definitely a type of goat, and therefore the Shalom doesn't get off the ground, whether it's Mutar Legabi Mizbeach or not. Fine. Maskal Racha Breid Ravika, Vidilma Mina Da Akoninhu. But how do you know that it's a type of goat? Maybe it's a type of Akko. Amalei Ravina Akko, again, is one of the animals mentioned in the Pasuk. So Amalei, right, when the Pasuk says, again, the Pasuk lists the 10 behemos asher tochelu, so Akko is mentioned. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Vidilma Mina De To, Mina De Zemeninhu. And again, how do you know it's any? It could be any of the items mentioned in the Pasuk, the So, the Zemer, anything. So Amalei Ravina Ravashi, a Meimar Shari Tarbayu. Again, the same response that a Meimar was Matir their Chelev. The fact that it was Matir their Chelev is a strong indication, obviously, that it's a Chaya, that it's not a Behema, because the Chelev of a Behema is Aser. Fine, now we go back to the Mishnah. Ketzad, Hashochet, so remember we had, in the Mishnah we had, what was it, 12 different permutations of Osav Espino, of the two behemoths of Kachim, one behemoth that's Kachim, one that's Chulin, you shacht it inside, you shacht it outside, inside first, outside first, outside first, inside first, right, all the different permutations of what you'd be chayiv, when you'd be chayiv, and we went through all the seven rules of the Meiri in order to understand the Mishnah. So let's see, says the Gemara, Amra Boshia, Just one basic point, that the entire Mishnah is against Rabbi Shimon, that our whole Mishnah has to be going against the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Why? What Shita of Rabbi Shimon? Mimai. So first of all, the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that's in question, the Gemara is going to tell us, is the idea that Shchita she'einu ru'uya lo shma Shchita. Rabbi Shimon holds that any Shchita that's einu ru'uya, any Shchita that doesn't, that's not a good Shchita, that's not roi for achila, that doesn't make the animal roi for achila, doesn't count as a shchita at all. So let's see, how does our Mishnah go against Rabbi Shimon? The Gemara is going to show three places in our Mishnah where the Mishnah must be against Rabbi Shimon. So number one, midkatani, the Mishnah says, kachim bachutz, harishon chayiv kares, ushneim psulim, ushneim sof kemes arbaim. Let's say if two animals, mother and son, they're both kachim, you shech them both outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So now what was the din? First one is Chayiv Karis. That's Kachim Bachutz, right? That's Shchutei Chutz. You're Chayiv Karis for Shchutei Chutz. They're both going to be Pasul, because they're both Kachim that weren't Shechted in the right place, and they both get Malkus. So wait a second. Why do they both get Malkus? Why does the second one get Malkus? So as the Gemara analyzed, Michti, Shamini Le Rabbi Shimon Damer Shchita Shein Ruya Lo Shma Shchita. Rabbi Shimon Al Shchita Shein Ruya is not a valid Shchita, doesn't count as a Shchita. So Kama Miktal Katle, therefore the first one was Shchutei Chutz. It's like you just murdered the animal. You didn't shecht it, even though you did a maisa shchita, but if you hold shchita shein ruya lo shma shchita, it counts as miktal katle. It counts like you just killed it, not that you did a shchita on it. And therefore, sheni miskabel b'fnimu. The second animal is still kosher to be brought inside the Beis HaMikdash. The whole reason that we assume the second one is not a problem with Shchut Echutz is because it's Mechus Zman. Once you shech the mother, it's also to shech the child that same day. The Yisra Vosav Espino kicks in, it's Mechus Zman, and therefore it's not right to be shechted b'fnim, so you're not going to be Chayiv Karis for Shchut Echutz. But according to Rabbi Shimon, that it didn't count as a Shechita on the first animal, so the second animal is not Mechus Zman. It wouldn't be Shaykh Tosav Espino. And therefore it's still kosher to be shechted b'fnim. And if it's still kosher to be shechted b'fnim, you should be chayiv kares for shechita b'chutz. So it should be a double kares. So sheni miskal b'fnim, kares nami l'chayiv. You should be chayiv kares on the second one as well. Well, wait a second, if shechita shein ruya is lo shma shechita, how could you be chayiv kares? I thought chayiv kares is only for shechitas chutz, but if it's not called a shechita, because it's something that's supposed to be b'fnim, how could you be chayiv kares? So Rashi points out the obvious point. You have to say that that's built into the system, that the Torah built into the system that exception, because there is an Isra Kares called Shchut Echutz. So even if you hold shechita shein ruya lo shma shechita, the one shechita shein ruya that will be called the shechita legabe the Isra Kares, legabe the Chiyuv Kares, is Shchut Echutz. But legabe anything else, it's still called the shechita shein ruya. Meaning one could have argued that since it's got to be considered a shechita legabe kares, we should consider it a shechita legabe everything. That it should be called a shechita ru'uya. But no, the argument that Gemara is making is that only legabe the chi of kares it's called a shechita, but legabe everything else it's still called a shechita she'ena ru'uya. And therefore, the second animal should still be considered something that's roi lefnim, because the first animal is just miktal katle. It wasn't a legitimate shechita. Tosus points out the Tana in the Mishnah is Cholik and Rabbi Yitzchok that holds the Chayiv Krisa Shalaku are Potter from Onesh Kares. Meaning, you look at the what did the Mishnah say, that you're Chayiv two Malkias, you're Chayiv Kares for the first animal and two Malkias. So wait a second, if you're getting a Malkus for the first animal, and what's the Malkus for the first animal? It's not for Osav Espino, it's the first animal. The Malkus is for Shchut Echutz, so you're still Chayiv Kares. Normally we assume that Chayavi Krisus Shalaku, Chayavi Krisus that get Malkus, are Pata from Kares. So that's what Tosus points out, that the Tana of our Mishnah, in assuming that there's both Kares and Malkus, must be Cholik on Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds in Maseches Makos, Tavchav Gimelam Beis, that Chayavi Krisus Shalaku are Pata from Onesh Kares. It seems that we generally assume that we Paskin like Rabbi Yitzchak. In fact, that was the history of the of Smicha, when they restarted Smicha 500 years ago, when all the Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael in Tzfat got together and decided that they want to reinstitute the original Smicha, which was discontinued at a certain point, it was lost at a certain point, so they pulled out a Rambam Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos from Masechet Sanhedrin, where the Rambam says that how do you start up smicha again? The Rambam asks a bomb kasha. He says, if you need a musmach to give smicha, what are we going to do when we need to build the Beis HaMikdash? It's going to be before Tchias HaMesim. We're not going to have any musmachim, but you need to build the Beis HaMikdash. You need to have musmachim to pass on everything. To be musmach near the Azaris, you need a Sanhedrin Shal Shem Be'echad, and the Sanhedrin needs to be musmachim. It's a basic requirement. How are we going to have musmachim? So the Rambam says it must be that if all of the Rabbanim Klal Yisrael get together and agree to give somebody smicha, even if none of them have smicha, that counts as a smicha. So about 500 years ago, they started doing that, and that's what with the Mari Bei Rav and the Beis Yosef had the smicha, and the Alshich and other gedolim went for three or four generations. So one of the reasons they did it was right after the Inquisition, a bunch of Spanish Jews were coming to the Rabbanim and they were saying, we did things because of persecution to act as Christians or whatever else that we believe we're chayiv kares for, but we don't want to suffer kares. We want you to give us malchus. They said, well, we can't give you malchus. We don't have smicha. How are we supposed to give you malchus? So they encouraged him, please get smicha so that we can get the malchus. Based on that logic, based on the assumption that we pass like Rabbi Yitzchak, the chayiv ikrisa shalaku, that if you chayiv kares you get malchus, you get off the hook from the kares. So it's they'd rather take the malchus than take the kares. But apparently the Tana of our Mishnah does not hold that way. It doesn't seem to assume that way. Now, what's the Gemara's Raya over here from the second animal? The fact that on the second animal you still chayiv malchus for Osav Espino shows you that on the first animal you must have held that it's called a shechita. That even though it was a shechita shein ruya, that it's called a shechita. The Ramban and the Ran write that the Gemara could have l'chor brought a Raya that we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon from the fact that you chayiv malchus. Meaning, what's the Raya? Not that you chayiv malchus on the second animal. The raya was that you're not chayiv kares on the second animal. If the first animal wasn't really a shechita, so the second animal should still be roi bifnim, and you should be chayiv kares on it. From the fact that you're not chayiv kares on the second animal, that's how we see shechita shein ruya is shma shechita. So frek the Ramban and the Ran, why don't you just bring a raya from the fact that you are chayiv malchus on the second animal? Forget about the fact that you're not chayiv kares on it. The fact that you are chayiv malchus on it shows you that you consider this osav espino, that it's a violation of osav espino. So, because the shechita of the behema rishon, the first animal, didn't have a shem shechita, so you can't be chayiv osav espino on the second animal. Someone asked me when we started parak osav espino. Someone asked me in yeshiva, what if you take a gun and you hunt two animals osav espino? That wouldn't be included in osav espino. It has to dafka be a shechita. So, shouldn't the raya be more direct? The Mishnah says you get malchus on the second animal. Why are we bringing a riot from what the Mishnah doesn't say, that you don't get kares? Just bring a riot from the fact that the Mishnah says you do get malchus. So he said, no, it could be that the second malchus is because of shechitas kachem b'chutz. Meaning, if it were just about the malchus, so it wouldn't be such a good riot, because that second malchus might not be about osav espino. It might be about shechitas kachem b'chutz, which has nothing to do with whether the shechita, the first animal, was a shechita ruya or not. It would be kachem b'chutz. So the fact that that it's not kares, that indicates that it's not kachem b'chutz. Mainly, you see that the shechita rishona is called a valid shechita. Okay, that is raya number one that we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon. Raya number two, chulin bifnim. The Mishnah says chulin. The Gemara says chulin bifnim. The Mishnah had said chulin bifnim. If both animals are chulin and you shech them both in the Beis HaMikdash, shneim psulim. They're both going to be pasul, right? Which is obvious because they're chulin being shechted inside the Beis HaMikdash. Vasheni sofek es harbayim, and you can get malchus for the second one. And remember, you don't get malchus for chulin bifnim. You get malchus for shchutei chutz. So michti shaminin le Rabbi Shimon da amar shchita shein ruya lo shma shchita. So Rabbi Shimon holds shchita shein ruya is lo shma shchita. Therefore, kama miktal katlay. The first animal should only have a din of having murdered it, having hunted it. Not that you did a shchita because it wasn't a shchita ruya. Therefore, sheni amay sovikas arbaim. Why are you going to get malchus for shechting the second one? For also vespino, the first one didn't count as a real shchita. Elamai, the Mishnah must be assuming that the first one did count as a real shechita. Now again, Rashi points out the Gemara could have asked in a different way, that the behema, the second behema schulin, the shechta bifnim, even on its own, forget about whether the first one is a real shechita, even on its own shouldn't count as a shechita, because it's chulin bifnim. It's a shechita shein ruya. So that alone alone should have been. Why do we have to? Why does the Gemara go and say, "Oh, the first one wasn't a real shechita, v'yol shechita shein real lishma shechita"? Therefore, how can you get malchus on the second one? Forget about the first one. How can you get malchus on the second one? What you're doing to the second one isn't a real shechita. Rashi points out the Gemara could have said, and the Ramban writes that the reason it doesn't bring that raya is because the previous halacha in the Gemara was machmas the shechitas behema rishona. So to keep consistent, we bring the hochachos, we bring the rayos as much as possible from the status of the shechita of the first behema. But ain't a chinami. We could have brought the raya minei ubei from the second behema itself over here, because the second behema itself is a shechita she'ein ruuya since it's chulin b'fnin. But either way, that's our second raya that against Rabbi Shimon. That's our second raya that our Mishnah doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon. Raya number three. Kachim bifnim. The Mishnah had said that if they're both animals of kachim that are shechted bifnim, harishon kasher upater. First one is perfect. You're supposed to shecht kachim bifnim. So the first one is great. It's kosher. It's upater from anything. Vasheni sofekas arbaim. And you get malchus on the second one. Upasel and becomes pasel. So michti shamin. So why do you get malchus? Malchus for also vespino. Why is it pasel? Because it's mechusar zman. Once you shecht the mother, shechting the child is usher that day. It's therefore mechusar zman. So you're not allowed to shecht, even though you shechted it bifnim and it's kachim. You shechted it where you're supposed to shecht it, but it was mechusar zman. It was at the wrong time since you shechted the mother already that day. So michti shamin le the Rabbi Shimon damar shechita shein ruy lo shma shechita. How does this go against Rabbi Shimon? Because we know Rabbi Shimon holds shechita shein ruy is not called the shechita. So, but wait a second. The first shechita over here was a shechita ruya. So says Gemara, no, it wasn't. Shechitas kachim nami shechita shein ruyahi. What? Every shechitas kachim has the status of a shechita shein ruya. Phenomenal chiddush. Why? Dikamadol zarek dam lo mishtari baser. Because so long as you haven't been zorik the dam, the basar is not mutter b'achila. Shechita ru'uya means that b'shah shechita it's matir the basar b'achila. Over here, by shechitas kachim, the shechita is not matir the basar b'achila, the zrika is matir the basar b'achila. Memela the shechita is called the shechita she'ena ru'uya. So if that's the case, sheni amai sofek es arba'im upasul. Why would you be chayiv malchus on the second animal for osov es beno? Why would it be possible mishum mechusar zman? That only happens if the mother was shechted that day. Yeah. But the mother's shechita was a shechita shein ruya. Shouldn't count as a shechita. So you see that we pass it against Rabbi Shimon. Those are the three riots against Rabbi Shimon. Obviously, our whole mission is against Rabbi Shimon, meaning you brought three riots. They're all ganz stark. There's nothing. There's no holes in these riots. So it says, no, we want to bring all these riots because shechitas kachim et srichalei. There's a chiddush in the third riot. Right, that, and the chiddush is the obvious chiddush. Salkadai dechamina shechitas kachim shechita ruyahi. I would have thought that shechitas kachim is called a shechita ruya. Why would I think it's called a shechita ruya? Daha inachar v'zarik dam lo mishtari basar. Zrikas dam isn't matir the basar alone. Let's say you shot the animal in the head and then you resorik the dam. That's not matir the basar. That wouldn't work. Obviously, v'chi shachat mishtari basar. It's only if you shechted and then you zorik the dam that the basar is going to be mutter. So shechita ruyi. Therefore, I would think that it counts as a shechita ruya. Come ashmalan. Therefore, come tell me that no, it's not called a shechita ruya. Apparently, the hava mina is that the gedder of shechita ruya is not that the shechita serves as the final matir of the behema. But for the basar to b'achila, but that the shechita, the havamina is that the shechita is critical to the heter basar b'achila. That as long as the heter basar b'achila is accomplished al yedei, a process that involves shechita, that would be called a shechita ruya. If the process didn't involve shechita, then it wouldn't be called a shechita ruya. But if it's if the basar never became mutar b'achila al yedei anything after the shechita, didn't become mutter through a process that involved shechita, then it will be called shechita shein ruya. But it doesn't need to be that the shechita is the sole matir of the basar. That's the havamina. Chamash malan, that no, if the shechita is not enough, it still needs a zrika, so then it's still called a shechita shein ruya. It's a little bit difficult because it still needs malicha also, right? The animal's not ready to eat just because you do a shechita. So you could say, if you roast it, it doesn't need malicha there. Malicha is not really a din in the basar, it's just a separate issur of dam that you're trying to take out of the basar. So you have to say something like that. Okay, so Tosos points out another kashi. He says, "Wait a second, Rabbi Shimon holds kolomi lizor kazarik dami. So how can we say over here that kol kamadol zarik dam lo mishtari basar without the zrika the basar is not mutar b'achila, and therefore it's called the shechita shein ruuya?" Tosos says, "Rabbi Shimon holds kolomi lizarik is kazarik dami. Any blood that's omei lizarik is already considered kizaruk. So how could you say it's a shechita shein ruuya?" Nevertheless, Tosos points out it's a mevur meseches psachim that we only say that klal once it's neskabel adam bekos, so at the shas shchita it's not yet even omid the zarek. So if it's not yet omid the zarek even, then we certainly wouldn't say kizarek dami at that point. Also, Tos points out, since the shchita atzma is not matir, the Torah is not matir, the Torah holds that the shchita itself is not matir the basar b'achila, it's only together with the zrika. So granted, yod kolomi lizarek zarek dami, that since this blood is only the zarek, it's as if it's already zarek, but still it's only the fact that it's considered zarek that's matir it. Even though physically, once you do the shchita, maybe it already becomes mutter, but that's only because it's considered like you did the Zrika already, not because the Shechita itself was the Matir. So that alone may not help us. The idea of Kolam Yudhazarik Kazarik may not make a difference, and that's why we would say that it's called the Shechita She'en Ru'uya. Good. So frankly, Marvaiter, Vililti Nami Mishum Lav Demuchlusser's Man, why don't you get a second Malchus? Forget about the Malchus of Osef Espino. You should get a second Malchus in the case where, again, both animals were kachim and you shecht them both bifnim. There should be a second Malchus because of Muchlusser's Man. D'tanya, Minayin Lekol Apsulim Shebashar V'Shebaseh Shehu B'lo Yeratzeh Tamalomar V'Shar V'Seh Saruah V'Kolet V'Gomer Limid Al Apsulim Shebashar V'Shebaseh Shehu B'lo Yeratzeh. We see that any Psul of Shar and Seh is B'lo Yeratzeh, is not going to cause Ritzoy, it's not going to be a Kosher or Karban. So again, so why don't we count that Mechusas, that you should get a separate Malchus of Mechusas Man? Answers the Gemara, Ki Kachashiv Lavi Da'os of Espino Lavi Nechroi Lo Kachashiv. Basically, in a chinami, you do get a second Malkus for Mechusas Man. The Mishnah doesn't list every Malkus. You get, the Mishnah only lists those Malkios that are related to Osav Espino, not Malkios that are related to other Isurim. So frankly, Gemara, that's not true. The love, Kach Mechutz, the Lavi Nechroi Ninhu. What about the Malkus you get for Shechting Kach Mechutz? That's an outside Lav, it's not an Osav Espino Lav for Shechting Kach Mechutz. And the Kachashiv, and still the Mishnah lists it. The Mishnah does mention getting Malkus in that. Dikatani, Kacha Machutz, Harishon Chayv Kares, Ushneim Sofkines Arbayim. Right, what do we say? If both animals are kachim, you shecht them both machutz, so you chayv karis for the first one because it's kachim machutz. So, and for both of them, you chayv malchus. So the second one, you chayv malchus because it's also vespino. Why you chayv malchus for the first one? It's not also, you don't get malchus on the first end of the also vespino, only on the second end. Why you chayv malchus on the first one? Because it's kachim machutz, right? That's what we discussed, that it's a chayv malchus. Even though you chayv karis, you must be assuming that you could be chayv both. But you see, that you chayv malchus for kachim machutz. So you, don't tell me we don't mention outside lavim over here. We mention the love of kachim mechutz. So bishlam is sheni mishum lav dos of espino. El rishon amay sofeg lav mishum lav the shchut echutz. Isn't it because of shchut echutz, which is a lav nuchra'a? Answers the Gemara. Kol hecha delek a lav dos of espino chashiv lavi nuchra'i. Wherever that you're not already getting Malkus for Osav Espino on that animal, then we'll mention if there's another lav for which you should get Malkus. But when you're already getting one Malkus on an animal for Osav Espino, we're not going to mention other Malkus that you might be incurring at the same time. And Rabbi Zera, Amar, Rabbi Zera says, no, Mechusas Man is a different issue. Hanuch Mechusas Man, Da'akosav Nitka La'asei. Mechusas Man, you wouldn't get Malkus for because it's a lav hanita klase. The Gemara Tosfos wonders what the Gemara's kash is in the beginning that you should get malchus mishum mechusas man. After all, it's a lav shebechalos, and any lav shebechalos you're not going to get malchus on. So the Ramban says that it's in fact a machlokas amoraim. If you look in Tamura Dav Zayin, but Metzia Dav Kuftas Vav, there's in fact a machlokas amoraim whether you get malchus on a lav shebechalos. So it could be our whole Gemara is only asking lefi those shitos that there is malchus on a lav shebechalos. Why don't you get malchus on mechusas man? You have that a lot of times in Shas where the Gemara is asking only the fee one day. And Ksubas Daf Tezayin, the Gemara asks, Lezel Basaruba by Adini Mamanis case. There's major shitas in Amorayim that you know that ain't Olchim Mamanach Harov. No, we're asking the fee those shitas that we are Olchim Mamanach Harov. Sometimes we'll do that. So that's what the Ramban claims is going on over here. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.